Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the True Tea. Now, unfortunately, you know, we've been having a lot of technical difficulties. I don't know why, but that's what was going on for, you know, but I don't know. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, we're back. So, we have so many different people that have been hooking up. And one of the main people who they said has been hooking up with each other, honestly, has been, the people that's been, like, for instance, Rihanna. You know? Rihanna has, they said that her pussy has wings. I don't know. And I'm telling you, I mean, it gets to a place where, you know, people nowadays do not at all want people to, like, own up to what it is for him. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to people like Rihanna, when it comes down to Leonardo DiCaprio, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. You know what I mean? You know, and what makes it worse is the fact that when you see the people, you know, when you see the people, you see these people that doesn't make no sense whatsoever. And all they're doing is they are making it seem like they have no type of nothing anymore. You know what I mean? So that's what's been going on for them. And it gets to a place now where most people really, how can you look up to a celebrity? You know? How can you look up to a celebrity? I don't know. So, what I need y'all to do right now is to get in tune to what's really going on right now. And what I need y'all to do is we're going to take it to Baltimore. And I mean strictly to Baltimore. And we're going to go with Hot Spitter with Twerk Circus and stuff.
I'm from the land of the hoes. Up in the club with my drink and my two-step. Haters hating on me, chicks love me cause they say I'm too fresh. Spent a couple hundred, got about two left. Never worry cause I know I'm too blessed. I be doing my thing so I'm never stressing. Step in the club, yeah, that's us. IG, you know we do our thing.
Throat dear,
shorty do our thing. Look so good on the floor, she bad. Trying to take her home and hit that. Big bag, sipping on this liquor. Bottle with Jack, a model when she fat. Matter of fact, all about the money and them stacks. That's shorty, yeah, shorty so fat.
Shorty, you fat. Make me wanna hit that. The way your booty shake, you turn me on, you're off the hook. Shorty, you fat. Make me wanna hit that. The way your booty shake, you turn me on, you're off the hook.
Twerk, 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 twerk it in a circle. You a freak, twerk like you're in a circus.
Freak, right?
Twerk, twerk, twerk it in a circus.
Twerk, twerk, huh?
You a freak, twerk like you're in a circus.
From the land of the O's, tops, give it up, I'm from the land of the hoes. Up in the club with my drink and my two-step.
Haters hating on me, chicks love me cause they say I'm too fresh. I'm trying to know what's your name, what's your number. EDM and hip hop make the club rock. In the club doing it big, bottles bottling up, but make them bottles pop.
Make them bottoms drop.
Shorty twerking, bartenders working. I be tipping, liquor got me tripping. Strippers be stripping, cameras be flicking. Hand be glistening, damn I be spitting. Fuck around, hey, you one man missing. Leave with a bad chick, I'm on a mission.
You know,
yeah, take her home after the club. Haters in the club, trying to ask
you. Shorty, you fat, make me wanna hit that. The way your booty shake, you turn me on, you're off the hook. Shawty, you fat, make me wanna hit that. The way your booty shake, you turn me on, you're off the hook.
Get a good glimpse of this.
Okay, okay.
Please, by all means, go and look up Twerk Circus on Facebook, on Instagram. I mean, he probably got that flooded from Instagram, SoundCloud, I mean, all that. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Okay? Now, what tripped me out was when they were talking about Coachella and all this other stuff. And everybody know Coachella is one of the, you know, it's the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out there for real, it's not one of those types of places where you just, that you randomly just go to.
Right.
You know? It's a place where, you know, it's a place where, you know, you definitely can get it in if you want to get it in there. So they was talking about how, you know, all these different celebrities were in the house or whatever. And here's my thing, ladies and gentlemen. Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you guys need to really understand two things. One, celebrities change men like they more than they do their daughters. That's probably why most of them have diseases. But anyway, what I'm just saying though, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
When you have people. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Come on now. We all know that you know what's really good. Come on now. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to be out there and you're going to be sitting around, by all means, please lead us. People are going to run your name to the mud because nobody cares at all how you feel. And guess what? If you don't like it, oh well, who cares?
Mostly.
Come on now.
Everybody, not on the true team anyway.
How most of these celebrities change men the same way how they change their pap smear routine?
What? I can't with you tonight. No. You just went through a revolution and
like,
stayed under the sheet, man. Who asked you for that information?
It's the truth.
No, it's not.
It is the truth.
It's not always true because every female did not do a pap smear. I'm just saying.
And that's why most of them have clamped up pussies. Let me tell you this right here, okay? Let's put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't stick a tampon inside your pussy, if you can't stick a tampon in there, maybe you just need to, you know. Yeah, it's time. If you have on underwear, cotton underwear, and they're sticking to your vagina,
there's something wrong.
There.
Yeah,
there's a problem there.
Because cotton is supposed to be better for us.
if every time that your man pulls down your underwear to go down on you, and you done killed about 15 niggas.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
Or even worse, if he only does that, if he has those flavored oils and lotions and stuff.
Yeah. Guess what, y'all?
Yep.
Let's just keep it 100 stacks, okay? Let's keep it 100 stacks. 9 times out of 10, nobody cares how you feel.
Mostly.
Everybody is all caught up in their feelings. And how do you guys feel out there? 929-477-3273. The lines are open.
Yes, now, call that number.
Right now. Yes, call that number. So please don't be scared. We don't bite unless you want to see.
I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, you know, by all means. I'm just saying.
Exactly. But I'm just saying. I mean, but other than that, though, yeah, you know, it's cool. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, call the number 929-477-3273. The lines are open and tell us what you think about what we're talking about right now. And here's the other part. What tripped me out more so than anything else is the way how they are now. See, celebrities in general, whether you're local or national or worldwide, y'all don't support each other anymore.
No.
Y'all don't even know how to. And then you have Khloe Kardashian. Khloe. Hi, Khloe. Khloe. Can you do me a favor, please? Come on, you could do it. Yes,
what
you can.
Wanted to do? What you wanted to do?
Well, Khloe, could you like close your fucking legs? Thank you.
To which person? To which who?
All of them. All the
really?
Niggas. All the niggas. All.
Well, you know
she's supposed
to be finally doing divorce, right?
Here's my thing, Khloe. Ooh. Khloe. First of all, you're dating another NBA star. Stupid.
Right.
The thing is, if you want to be upfront with the shit, okay? Let's be upfront with the shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, when you met Lamar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You met Lamar. You already knew that. Yeah. There's a possibility that nigga had a problem. And just like most women do, they ignore it. Oh, he doesn't have a problem at all. Bullshit. Now deal with the shit. And you know what? Every time that I think about the bullshit that the Kardashians do, I think like the one chemist. I need to beat. This is the one chemist I need to beat. Let's go.
Wow.
Go, stupid. they rap virgins. Your talents ain't built for the golden gem. You old news, disciple, spinning rims. I keep it gutter cause I'm gutter in the gutter, dog. You not gutter, you just messing up the protocol. Phony niggas trying to copy what they see. Yet they sloppy and it's obvious they wanna be a G. Niggas got to be a mockery, how they rock on a beat. I keep you rocking, my style is impossible to defeat. Domination came as flow for a new nation. In my veins is the cure for the new Jason. Yeah, just call me Mr. Voorhees. I'm too psycho for these boys, please. I need a beat. One time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Two time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Three time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Four time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. Even as I work on my grind, I show you what it's all about. I get my muscles up to par for the money route. See, I'ma make them feel destiny is theirs. And I snatch it out the sky once I ruin their career. Nigga, yeah, I'm coming for the crown and I'm well prepared. My body's strong like metal in the atmosphere. I never ran from a nigga in my lifetime. So shoot the fair if you dare, nigga, fight time. I go the limit, dig it, I'm authentic, fitting. Better than most, been the goat since the beginning. In a minute, Kim is doubted on his dream level. In endurance, but I smash on the speed pedal. Yeah, bomb threats to the facility. You still clear, no fear, fighting the entity. I'm still here, hated sick and they gotten rid of me. My only made a hell spawn enemy. Yo, I need a beat. One time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Two time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Three time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Four time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I see them walking up the wrong tree. I send shots to you dogs, put you all asleep. Order one can give you dog fleas. I put sores on your body permanently. Tip me, say goodbye to your body or your soul. Have you stroll as a ghost in society? Fire burns, homie, in the lighter bus flames. Nigga, aim at your dame till you're obsolete. I get it in, why they hating on me? I go beside of my mind and tell it you are the only one compared to none. And I lunge for the crown, whether mainstream, baby, or either underground. I got to sun them now. This what you want, then I punt, kick off your head till the field goal can touch the crowd. Wow, like a noun, first a place, a thing, an ill person, a place for everything. I need a beat. One time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Two time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Three time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Four time, yeah, I can't live without my radio.
I tell a hater, hold that.
I'm old school, you hate if you want to. I put a hole in them.
Tell a hater, hold that.
I told you, you coming to Boston, the whole team got to
tell a hater, hold that.
I float, chemists got a ride on them, put the nine on them, I'm
tell
on them.
Tell a hater, hold that.
Black, feel a clap from the Mac. Black.
Tell a hater.
Yeah,
that was
think
nice.
About that track.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. And that's another one of the people that I have worked with recently or whatever. His name is The One Chemist. And that right there was Anita Beat. Look up for everything that he has on there. Look him up on Facebook on The One Chemist. And Chemist, and I'm telling you, the dude is fire. Look him up on YouTube. I mean, he is fire, y'all. I mean, and I can't say that about a lot of people because a lot of times y'all bullshit. So, but him, I'm telling you, all I had was nothing but hot people. You know what I'm talking about? Now, let's get back to this right here. Now, what, you know, what tripped me out was when they was talking about how, you know, Erykah Badu, you know, started talking to people about how, not people, but the young girls, and telling them, hey, you need to be wearing longer skirts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my thing. Guess what? I really believe that if you are, I'm just saying, if you are out there and you are doing what you're doing or whatever, that's all cool with me. But young girls, please stop showing your ass. Please stop showing your ass.
Yeah, please.
Or whatever. Please, I beg of you. Come on. Because see, the problem with this is that there's so many people right now that just don't get it. They just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's amazing because it's just a situation where people care at all.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of adult care,
yeah.
I don't know if anybody noticed though, but they were saying that Meek Mill told his girlfriend that she is not allowed to do any sex scenes at all in any movies at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, huh, okay. And, you know, at first I was like, well, why did she say that? And, you know, I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay?
No, because it's like, here's the problem that I have with this, okay? Hey, Meek Mill. Hey, buddy. Hey, man. So you've been having a tough year. Well, let's make it tougher for you. Stupid. What you should have said was, you should have said, hey, not only do I not want you to be out there and doing all that extra, because I guarantee you, let me explain something to you right now, okay? Just in case you don't realize this. Okay, you ready? Here it goes. Stupid. So what? So what that you are trying to get her not to show her ass and all that stuff? You don't want her to do no sex scenes? Great, no problem. But stupid, if you're going to tell her that, how would you tell her that who told her to take her underwear off? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Took her underwear off and showed her bare behind in the video, which caused the person who had the video, it caused her to get overshined in the video. I'm like, first of all, little girl, this is little white, cute little girl that could get it any day. I'm just saying. You can tell all she messed with is niggas. I love a white woman who love niggas, I swear. It makes me feel like Donald Trump has a chance. Psych. But anyway.
What do you... We're done.
Not really, but so so then he has a freak accident of a woman who the doctor was the fourth to remove the woman's eye after a piece of glitter got stuck inside. Now, here's the problem I have. Once again, here's the problem I have with this. I have a big problem with this. What do y'all think about it? The lines are still open. We got 5 minutes left. 929-477-3273.
Call that number. This is crazy. This is crazy. Call the number. Oh, my God.
Please call this number because, okay, so this says that she had emergency surgery to try to save it. and they were only supposed to take a small portion. They ended up taking much more than they anticipated. And also, during the surgery, because of the extensive infection, the anesthesia didn't work properly, and she had to be sedated more than originally planned. And then her family, it seems that her family is suing because of the significant amount of stress and financial emotional stress. Okay. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, you got a whole eye. I didn't even see the pictures, but you got your whole eye taken out because you wanted to be all, oh, she probably did it and was like, oh, I didn't know. Bullshit. First of all, you obviously deserve to get your eye taken out. What you going to get an eye surgery in the first place?
Okay.
Then after you decide to go in, first of all, you're like, oh my gosh. We all know for a fact what really happened. I don't understand people nowadays. You guys really need to just, I want people to own up to their mistakes. But we all make mistakes, you know?
Right.
Here's the thing. You know for
all
a
the
fact,
time.
You know for a fact that if you go out here and we saw the cases of this, so anybody that said they didn't, kick a brick, fuck up and kiss my ass. So we had Kanye West's mom. We had Usher, ex-wife. Now this chick, with lack of better term, really though, who told you to do that? Huh?
Wow.
Huh?
No comment.
Who told you to do that?
Right.
And then, now that you have dropped the rap of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
It's just been a crazy time for them. I'm telling you right now. That's that bullshit right there.
Yep.
Let me tell you guys, this is where I'm at with it. Okay? And I'ma be brutally honest with you because I'm tired of this shit. I mean, shit. Because that's exactly what the fuck it is. Shit.
Right.
We're going to talk about this tonight on the 12 o'clock show. But, here's how I feel. Stupid people, stop going under the knife thinking that that's what's going to change your confidence. That's not what's going to change your confidence. Confidence is something that you cannot at all just get. You are born with confidence. So, I need everybody to do me a big favor, okay? I need people to stop acting like you guys are in need that much of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Oh, help with your looks. If God bless you with looks, use your looks and talents for some good use.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't nobody tell you to fix your breasts? If you got small titties, so what? You have small titties, damn it. If you have one nipple, if a little dick, then use your little dick for some good news. Anyway, we're out. I'm sure you were in college.
I don't know about that last one. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Holler again. One.